producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta make it loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. No, not just Empire. I'm really liking the show Empire, but no. Now, I'm going to try not to talk about any entertainment news, because remember, we're going to be having the Star Wars movie come out soon. We're going to be having the Hunger Games. We're going to have the next 007 movie. I'm going to be spending a lot of my time on the show talking about entertainment news, okay? Especially Michael Fassbender's riveting performance in the Apple Steve Jobs movie, which I hope he does for part of the movie shirtless, but we just won't go there. Got medical news to talk about. Apparently, dietary supplements, or these quote-unquote health supplements, are sending 23,000 people a year to the emergency rooms, and that's just the emergency room. That doesn't even include doctor's offices. So we need to talk about that and why that's becoming more of an issue. Of course, it's an issue. If it's on my show, it's an issue. Next, stressful jobs have been tied to a small increase in stroke risk. Some of you guys are like, well, duh, Dr. Dahlia, well, duh. No, not duh. Are you guys changing your job? Have any of you guys changed your job knowing this? No, I haven't. I mean, I'm still a radio host. You know how stressful it is to be a radio host? Okay, I know a lot of you guys think I'm stressed because I'm a doctor. I am. Okay, the medical part is very, very stressful. But when I'm in radio, when I'm in my studio, okay, this is my happy place. I'm in a studio. I got all these padded walls. Some of you guys think, you know, psychiatrists have actually designed this room for me, and everybody's just pretending that I'm on radio, so I just sit in this room for a few hours a day. But mind you, this is my happy place, and I'm very, very happy. Okay? But there's still stress, even with this job. And you want to know why? At any time, okay, my engineer can just go click, right? And what happens when he goes click? Show goes off the air. I know his finger is right there on the button or on that little baby switcheroo there. Yeah, Don is the one working the dial today, I think. I know. Everybody be nice. Everybody be nice. Why do you guys think I spend at least half the show kissing up to whoever's the engineer? Because at any time. Now, then there could also be the inadvertent thing. Okay? He could maybe twist to the left and the elbow hits the button, or he could twist to the right, then the elbow hits the button. Very stressful. And I could sit here and fixate and obsess on anything that could happen with the button. No. Oh, no. You guys don't get to shut off the radio in your cars. I know. You guys think you have the power. But no. We are talking about the power lies right now under Don's index finger. That is where the power lies. Very, very scary for any of us in radio. So just, you know, Don is the radio god right now. So you just, yeah, stress. All right, so we're going to talk about that. I didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday how sitting for long periods of time doesn't mean you're going to die soon. So we're going to talk about that, because a lot of you guys have been standing the whole time until I give you the okay. We got super bugs out there. We've talked about these super bugs, like super gonorrhea. It scares a lot of us, Lord have mercy. Can you imagine going to college with super gonorrhea? It would have changed the way college, as I know it, as we all see it. MRSA, CRE, a lot of bad bacteria. Very interesting. We got a breast cancer drug that can kill most of these dangerous superbugs. We talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. We got more information on, we'll give you. There is a potential cure for cancer. You know, every year somebody says they think they found the cure for cancer. We're like, yay, yee-haw, woo. They think they found this potential cure for cancer in malaria. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know, then you guys have to get malaria. I don't know if you have to get malaria. I don't know. I wouldn't suggest it. Anyway, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I always like to talk about lawsuits, okay? Here's one. Apparently a woman is suing her doctors because her quote-unquote dead husband tried to hug her. Get this. Widow was suing two Buffalo area hospitals and doctors in each after her 46-year-old husband was erroneously declared dead last year. And no one believed her when she insisted he was alive. Michael Cleveland suffered a heart attack on October 10th. Tammy rushed to the ER at DeGraff Memorial Hospital in Tonawanda. Apparently, the doctor was unable to restart her husband's heart. He was declared dead at 8:29 p.m. Tammy, her daughter, and stepson went to see his body and was shocked. The doctor told me that it would appear like he was breathing, but he really wasn't. She says he tried to hug me. Perry, who had, had been a licensed physician for 15 months, and other medical staff did not believe Tammy, telling her any movement she was witnessing was because he had life expelling out of his body. A coroner came to the body. All right. And I guess they interviewed the coroner. Finally, at 11:10, nearly 3 hours after he'd been declared dead, Perry gave in, checked Michael out, and said, oh, my gosh, he's got a pulse. And Tammy replied, no poop, although she didn't use the word poop. Michael was rushed to Buffalo General Medical Center. He was declared dead for real the next morning. And Tammy was told he had been treated earlier for a collapsed lung puncture during CPR. So now she's going to sue. And, you wonder, if he was alive the whole time, could they have instituted more life-saving measures? Or was he dead anyway? This is a very, very interesting case. It's not the first time we heard that somebody was pronounced dead when they weren't. So what do you do as a patient if nobody believes you? I don't know. Call me. I'll come down. I'll find a pulse if I have to. But I got to tell you, we need to spend more time talking about this. I know we're coming up on break. But I can't tell you how many times I've looked at dead bodies, in the middle of the night on my, rotations and training. And I could swear I see them move. And then I check them out. I'm like, okay, my mind is seeing something. How do you know what's real and how do you know what's not? A pulse is usually a good sign. It's a shame this happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And a very big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And Don, who is working the dial. See, again, right, you got it, Don. You know, it's funny, you know, in the olden days, right, in the Old Testament, you would have to do a sacrifice. Sacrifice a lamb, sacrifice a goat, right, you know, to God, making sure they're happy, right? You know, these are things, I don't know why we don't do it anymore. I mean, I'm glad we don't, you know, the poor sheep, you know, the poor goats, you know, but you always got to make sure that you pay tribute, okay, right, to, right now, Radio God, Don. See how it works? All right, and the show's still going on. Lots to talk about. These health supplements are worrying a lot of us doctors, okay? especially with what we've been seeing with Lamar Odom, who still appears to be in very critical condition after we found that he was taking health supplements for sexual enhancement, a quote-unquote herbal Viagra, if you will, as well as being told that he had also some possible cocaine on board and alcohol. So he is unfortunately in a coma at Sunrise Hospital. Medical Center will keep you posted if we hear anything else, and we really, really hope he pulls through. But in the news, you're going to be hearing a lot about health supplements. And I don't want this to go, though, the other way, which unfortunately, you know, when it comes to quote-unquote health supplements, people think the doctors are just anti-health supplements because they're getting money from the pharmaceutical companies, and the pharmaceutical companies are bribing them to go against health supplements, which isn't the case, okay? No pharmaceutical company is paying me anything, all right? Okay? My personal opinion when it comes to health supplements is you just don't know what you're getting, okay? Now, to that, my patients go, well, you don't know what you're getting at all. I mean, you know, when you married your husband, did you know what you were getting? You know, well, my mom said I wasn't allowed to sleep with him before, you know, the wedding. Well, you were surprised after the wedding, right? Yeah. So you never really, good surprise. You're never, is that a good analogy? Was that a good analogy on this health supplement thing? Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, see? Okay, life is full of surprises. Okay, but when we're talking about your health, when we're talking about you putting something in your body, you know, I think what happens is we eat so much crap. We drop our pencil on the ground in class, and then we chew on it, and we don't get lead poisoning. We don't throw up. And so all this talk we get as kids from our parents, well, no. You don't do this. You don't put that in your mouth because you're going to get sick. You know. And these kids, you don't get sick as a kid. Now, every once in a while you do, and it's bad. And then you never put anything in your mouth again. You don't have to. But for most of us, we're like, you know what? It's overreacting, or that happens to somebody else. Okay? Me as a doctor, though, I hear about that somebody else. And that somebody else scares me. Remember there was a case where a little girl over Thanksgiving vacation years ago, I think she was in New Jersey. I'm trying to remember what state. Mom gave her Motrin for a fever that she had over Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know if she called the doctor. The doctor said, look, take some, you know, children's Motrin to lower the fever. And then if she's not better, you know, call me back or send her to the ER, you know, whatever. So the mom gave her some children's Motrin. And the kid, unfortunately, underwent a Stevens-Johnson's reaction syndrome, or I believe it was a toxic epidural neurolysis where the skin started to peel off the child. And she has severe scars, et cetera, just from taking some children's Motrin. Now, I still use children's Motrin with my kids. I'm still a fan of children's Motrin. But that one case was pretty damn scary. So we doctors understand that many of you guys are popping pills left and right, and you're fine. I get that. But every now and then, something bad could happen. We have no idea what happened with Lamar Odom. Some people are saying overdose. Some people are saying it was a bad reaction with herbal Viagra. We don't know. All right. So what we do know is, all right, that we should be a little bit more aware and not do things willy-nilly. You know, we were drinking soda pop in the 80s, left and right. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, we stop and we think about it. Okay. We're like, wait a second. No. You can't have a soda pop. And now we're second guessing ourselves with diet soda. Well, wait, diet soda is making us fat. Well, yeah. All right, you know, stop and think what you're putting in your body. I understand you got an esophagus. I understand you got a stomach. I understand you got stomach acid. And the stomach acid should burn through a lot of stuff. I get that. But explain to me why we have 23,000 people going to the emergency room with issues from dietary supplements, why we have food poisoning, why we have, you know, the variety of issues we still have. All right, yes, it may be more rare than what the average neighborhood sees, but it happens. So these quote-unquote all-natural products are for a variety of things. Weight loss, sexual function, energy, etc. And they said these dietary supplements send a lot of children, included in these 23,000, to the emergency room. 9% at least require hospitalization. And one of the biggest symptoms we're finding is heart symptoms. The supplements include herbal products, amino acids, vitamins, minerals, other complementary nutritional products. And they are being advertised for a wide range of uses. Okay? This new study... Now, this comes from this quote comes from Curtis Haas, director of pharmacy of the University of Rochester, illustrates the idea that something that's natural is not necessarily safe, and these products do not come without risk. He's was past president of the American College of Clinical Pharmacy. Wasn't particularly involved in the research, but he gave us the quote. When is anybody going to quote me? I make quotes all the time, right? If you got the loot, toot. Nobody's using that quote. Why isn't the Washington Post quoting me? All right, now, they say ER visits involving pharmaceuticals appears to be a little bit less. Now, that I find very, very interesting. All right? They say here that there's a trade association that represents supplement manufacturers, Council for Responsible Nutrition. And they reacted saying the results reinforce that dietary supplements are safe products, particularly when put in the context of the number of people, over 150 million Americans, who take dietary supplements every year. See, this is what I think is so brilliant about, you know, people that, you know, attorneys and publicists and things like that. They know how to make a glass is half empty to a glass is half full. Only 23,000 people are going to the ER a year when over 150 million people are taking these things. Okay, they got a point. That's a small percentage. But as a doctor, I don't want to see one of these 23,000. Okay, to me, these rare cases are still significant. They say Congress has, quote-unquote, thwarted attempts to strictly regulate the $14.8 billion industry where products are often marketed as if they were drugs, but safety testing and FDA approval are not required. Only if a product is later to be unsafe, then the agency could come in and ban it. Prescription drugs, however, they can't even make it onto the market until they're safe and effective. Now, many of you guys are saying, okay, well, Dahlia, they need to make pharmaceuticals cheaper. If they make pharmaceuticals cheaper, then we don't have to turn to the supplements. Like, for example, some of you guys take St. John's wort for depression, and that's cheaper than a bottle of Prozac on some of your insurance plans. Okay, but did you see what I just said? I've talked about this on my show a lot. Okay, a pharmaceutical cannot make it to the market until they have thoroughly tested its safety and thoroughly gone through the hoops of showing efficacy to the FDA and any other regulating agency that needs to look at it. These nutritional supplements don't. They get to bypass the millions and millions of dollars needed to vet the supplement. So, of course, they could sell it cheaper. And I know some of you guys are like, Dahlia, please, the stuff is fine. The vitamin C is good. The herbal Viagra is fine. How the hell do you know? You know, I was like, I've told you guys this. I was enlightened when, you know, one researcher told us how with, you know, ginkgo biloba, I'd always call it Balboa, I apologize. You know, many of the plants are grown in Germany, and when the Germans apparently, this is according to this one researcher, cultivates their supplements, they use the beautiful leaves and the stalk, but what gets shipped to America to be used is the bulb and the roots. How do you guys know what you're getting? Well, you know, it's natural, it's natural. If it's natural, then you are actually having the plant in your hand. When they say natural and the supplement is purple, or the supplement is blue, I understand there's some natural forms of food coloring. I get that. But blue, cobalt blue, all right, these things are not 100% natural. And there could be just as many aspects to it like a pharmaceutical does. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I received this email this morning really quickly. Elise says, you were discussing kids not being able to figure out what they want to do in life. I can't get my 24-year-old to leave the house and get a job. What do you do with them after adolescence? Just to go back, what she's talking about is, yesterday we were, I guess I had an 18-year-old that wrote me. I know. Yeah, no, he didn't ask me out. Come on, I'm not a cougar. I'm happily married. I'm not a cougar. But it was an 18-year-old who basically said he's going to college just, you know, to please his mom. He really doesn't like school. He really doesn't know what he wants to do. You know, how do you figure out what you want to do? So I guess she's asking, what do you do with your kid? Okay, he's 24, not leaving the house, not getting a job. One thing I talked about yesterday is we've made a big, big mistake with kids, a huge mistake with kids. And I talked about how, you know, in the past, you would throw the kids outside, and they would basically look to their left and see a tree, look to their right, see a rock, look straight ahead of them, see a stick on the ground, and they had to figure out how to entertain themselves and how to make it fun. There were kids in the neighborhood, and they just had to make it work with the kids in the neighborhood. That was the group, which is another thing for employment purposes. I'm sure I'm going to get an email about what do you do with your kid in a job that wants to leave the job, okay? Your social network during the long summer months was whoever was in your neighborhood. There were jerks in the neighborhood. There were bullies in the neighborhood. But that was the group of kids you had to make it work with your neighborhood. Okay? All right? These are the people in your neighborhood. Even Mr. Rogers told us to put up with Mr. McFeely and everybody. Like, if he could put up with Mr. McFeely, I could put up with the bully down the street. And so we were forced to adapt. You had to adapt, just like an animal would in the woods, okay? You know, you have to adapt, all right? And you would make it work. And you would figure out a way to make it work. You would figure out a way how to work with people. You would figure out what you liked. You used your imagination. Nowadays with kids, no. We don't allow them to use their imagination. Before they sit in a corner of a room and start to imagine what's underneath the house paint and they start picking off the paint and the wallpaper, we immediately shove a smartphone or a tablet in front of them or tell them to watch TV. Don't run around the house. Quit running around the house acting like you're an airplane. Just sit down. Okay? Maybe letting them run around the house acting like they're an airplane. Okay? And then, you know, crashing into baby brother. Maybe that's what we need to do. I mean, don't hurt baby brother. Okay? I mean, don't crash into his high chair. I mean, I remember my brother. Oh, my gosh. You know, running around the place and knocking over the high chair. I mean, you know? I mean, that's just what, you know, that would happen. Okay? So, we don't have kids tapping in on their imagination. We don't have kids figuring out what makes them tick. You know, I told you guys yesterday, what would happen is your kid would be, you know, outside. You know, you'd see your kid with their friends. You'd see the kid the way they played. You'd see how your kids would destroy the house. And you'd figure out, you know what, this kid, you know, he's going to be a boxer. He's going to be a football player. He's going to be a policeman. Or, you know what, this person's going to be the engineer. This is going to be the construction worker. And you would figure out what your kid would be, and then you would cultivate those arts, and you would guide your kid going, look, you know, you got this as a strength. So we're going to, you know, I mean, when I was growing up, I remember singing a lot in the shower. And I remember hearing my folks go, shut up, shut up. So I never thought I would be a singer. Okay. Me, see, I could sing. Right? The family kept telling me to shut up, but they did cultivate. Okay. That I was a good student. Go to school, go to school, go to school, go to school. You're a good student. Okay. And you would look also to your parents for that reward that, you know what, they think I did a good job, okay? When I'll tell my kids they did a good job, I don't think they appreciate the pride I have in them because they are being rewarded and their pleasure centers are being rewarded all the time by the video games, all the time. They make a level in Candy Crush or Assassin's Creed or GTA or whatever, or their friends go, yeah, you know, you killed the prostitute in the video game. And so that's where they're getting their love, their oxytocin rush. And so, you know, yeah, so now you have these kids going to school and they're like, I really don't know what I want. They've never been able to tap in and dream. They've never been able to fantasize about what they're going to do. They haven't been able to sit there and daydream. They don't. Do kids daydream? Yeah, maybe they don't pay attention in class. But when they don't pay attention, think about it. When you guys have time to daydream, what are you doing now? You're checking your texts. You're checking your social media. You're on your phone. Where is the daydreaming? Without that daydreaming, these kids don't fantasize about what they want to do, and they aren't fantasizing about goals. And I really think we have a bunch of people right now that are not as goal-oriented as the previous generation. I love my boys to death, but when I ask them, what do they want to be? I always get, I don't know. Well, they actually mumble it. What? Did you say firefighter? Policeman?
Dude. No.
Oh, you don't know. I don't understand you. I don't understand what you're telling me. Enunciate. I don't understand. So I keep getting, I don't know. I don't know what I want to be. Yeah, I mean, in some respect, I think one of my kids may want to be an engineer. One of my kids may want to be a doctor and also be in entertainment. Don't know where he gets that from. But for the most part, I don't see them running around going, oh, I really, really want to do this. I'm going to be this one day. I'm going to be this one day. I'm going to be this. I don't see that. And I don't see that in a lot of kids. I ask my kids' friends, you know, when they're over. You know, so what, you know, where do you want to go to college?
I don't know.
It's going to be coming up in like 24 months. Well, what do you want to be later? I mean, this is all you get. You aren't getting the, okay, well, this is what I want to do. So it's very frustrating, very, very frustrating. So now your kid's going to college and going through the motions because, you know, mommy tells him to. All right, fine, and maybe he'll find something he likes in college. But is he really going to college? You know, it's not a sample of real life. I learned a lot in college, and I loved my college experience at UNLV. But it didn't tell me what it would be like being a doctor or being an accountant or running a casino. You're in a classroom. How could it? So I recommended that this kid, you know, starts researching, spend some time shadowing a doctor, shadowing a lawyer, shadowing, a financial planner, shadowing realtor, you know, get out there. And because you got to figure out what you want to do. Now you got a 24-year-old at the house that doesn't want to leave. Okay? He doesn't want to get a job. You need to figure out what makes him tick. And I don't know how to do that. Sometimes what you have to do is you got to force them to work a job so they find out what they don't like. Sometimes finding out what you don't like will help you figure out what you do like. Whenever I have a kid who's depressed in my office, you know, acting out with their parents, and I go, what do you want to do in life? Oh, you know, I don't know. I don't want to do anything. And I go, well, then why don't you do this? Oh, I hate that. Well, why? Well, because you don't get to talk to people. And I want to talk. Ah, okay, so you like to talk. You see what I mean? So sometimes, you know, having them do something that they don't like can maybe bring out what they do. And counselors are there in high school and college that can help you, you know, take some of these tests to figure out what you may have an aptitude for. But you got a 24-year-old, you got to start cutting them off. What I would do is stop paying the cable bill and stop paying the power bill. Do that. Make a deal with NV Energy and say, look, you know, I know once you shut off the power, it's hard to get back on, and you got to pay extra, but can you do this? Can you just for a couple days, I got a generator, just for a couple days, shut me down? Okay, this way my kid gets out of the house. I'm sure somebody over there will be like, oh, all right, you know, yeah, we'll write us a letter, maybe we'll work some out. You know, I think that's a good idea. I really should do that with my kids. Just have a power outage and go, oh, sorry, yeah, but I could go over to Bill's house. No, you're not going over to Bill's house. Sorry, not happening. You know, the power outage trick. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but good luck. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-1866. Is it 877 or 866? Lord have mercy. All right. I think it's 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Wasn't it easier when it was just 1-800? All of a sudden everything had to change. 1-800? I could not get the 1-800-DOC-DOLLY. I had to do the 1-877. Yeah, I forget. You know what? Just dial the 1-877 or dial the 1-866. See, you know why? I get that way when I sit for too long. I've been sitting now for about an hour. And when that happens, I think the blood doesn't go everywhere it needs to be. And we've been talking about how sitting for long periods of time is bad for you. You need to get up. And so there was a study that looked at a while back, okay, well, then what if you stand at your job? That's healthier. And no, it wasn't. Remember, it was about, I don't know, a few months ago, people that stand at work, stand behind a counter all day long, that really didn't seem to do much in terms of health, right? And then, so the study concluded you got to move. Well, now we have another study. I think echoing that again, all right? They say a study published Tuesday in the International Journal of Epidemiology found that sitting is not associated with an increased risk of dying. They say sitting is no worse than standing for a person who doesn't otherwise move his or her body. This is according to the University of Exeter and University College London researchers that looked at this. They tracked 16 years worth of health data from 5,100 people in the Whitehall 2 study cohort. Participants reported their total time sitting and how long they sat during four different situations, either at work, watching television, leisure time, and non-television leisure time. See, non-television leisure time is like video, YouTube, internet. I would equate, if you don't mind, I would equate television time with your internet leisure time and non-television leisure time. Researchers also track time spent walking daily and on physical activity. Sorry. All right. After controlling for a number of factors, including diet and general health, researchers found the overall mortality risk for these participants wasn't influenced by how long they sat or by the kind of sitting. And the researchers cautioned that too much emphasis on not sitting shouldn't take the place of promoting physical activity. So you see what they're saying? They're saying, look, okay, telling everybody not to sit but stand, you're not really getting the biggest bang for your buck. If you're going to tell people not to sit, tell them to, like, be moving and more physically active. So they say our study overturns current thinking on the health risks of sitting and indicates that the problem lies in the absence of movement rather than the time spent sitting itself. Any stationary posture where energy expenditure is low may be detrimental to health, be it sitting or standing. I know a lot of you guys are like, thank God we have the study clarifying it. Listen, this is what, look, these researchers are doing their jobs. They get paid to do stuff like this, okay? I mean, just give me the $100,000 and I could tell you without even going through all that. The researchers concede that their particular participant pool consisted of mostly white-collar workers in London, where commuting is a more physically active process than it is for country dwellers. And they write that they couldn't comment on the association between sitting and specific diseases. So, there was a study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine recommending that Americans stand, move, and take breaks for 2 hours out of an 8-hour work day. Now, I know some employers out there are going, wait, man, 2-hour break a day? No. Can they do their job standing? Like, for example, if you have to do a phone call or if you have to be on a conference call, do you really need to sit with the conference call or should you walk? You know, it's very interesting. I built my studio originally using Jerry Doyle's as an example. Jerry Doyle, syndicated host, has a beautiful studio. And my original studio, my mic was affixed to a certain area. And the reason why is when I did have the move around mic, one of the, you know, network engineers could tell that I was sounding like I was going in and out, and he was right. All right, but I like to stand and talk. I like to walk and talk. When I talk, I think better. I'm more energetic. I inflect my voice more. But they said try to have the mic stationary, you know, so that that the voice doesn't seem to go in and out and in and out. You see what I mean? Okay, so I was driving everybody crazy. But Jerry Jones comes to my studio and he goes, wait a second here. Wait, why isn't you can't get up and walk around when you talk? And I'm like, well, I know because and apparently he's much more of an expert than I am and making sure his mic is by his mouth. And so, you know, what you have to do is you got to be a little savvy on how you do your job. If you could talk on the phone standing, you do it. If you could walk, if you could, I don't know, Kegel, whatever. And you know, this is important because a lot of us are heavier now. Remember, the olden days, you could go on break, have a smoke, and use that to keep your weight down. We don't do that anymore, okay? And now with a lot of the chemicals we're associated with and with the, a lot of the artificial sweeteners and sugars that are snuck into our food, we just are over-consuming and we are under-expendituring. Okay, and that is a word, under expendituring. They say in a 2010 study in the American Journal of Epidemiology, they looked at 123,000 adults over 14 years and found that people who sat more than 6 hours a day had an 18% higher mortality rate than those sitting less than 3 hours. Okay, but what about standing at desks? What about standing desks? I don't think those work. I understand a treadmill desk, but I would much, here's the thing, okay. I see what I do on a treadmill. I try to work on my treadmill at home. It's halfway. So what I would recommend to your workers is if they show proof that they are going to work out on a treadmill and they checked into the gym, you will let them out a half hour early of the day if they get the work done. I would rather you get your work done, leave, have that extra 30 minutes for the gym. Now, I mean, again, how do you make sure your, you know, crew goes to the gym? But, you know, why don't they do that? What, where are the incentives? You know, and again, I'm not going to start ripping on Obamacare, okay, even though everything ends up leading back to Obamacare. But why not? Why don't we have employers incentivized? You prove to us that you exercised, okay? You will get out 30 minutes early. As opposed to trying to exercise while you're working and taking 2 hours to do a job that could really take 15 minutes. I don't know. There's got to be some way a workforce could come up with that. But I love the idea of getting employers physically active. You know, I just love that idea. I don't know how to incentivize people. So, guys, you just got to get off your butt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of us crave alcohol, especially those that suffer from alcohol dependence. Well, scientists have found a drug that will normalize your dopamine levels in your brain and reduce alcoholic cravings. Apparently, there are two studies, one conducted on people and one on rats. In the human trial, patients that took this experimental drug showed a marked reduction in alcohol craving, and in a separate animal study, they found that the drug worked by acting on dopamine levels. So, current drugs for alcohol dependency don't seem to work. We don't really have a lot. And we need more medicines for this. So, alcohol apparently causes your brain's reward system to release more dopamine than normal. So then you get this feeling of well-being and you feel better. Unfortunately, the more alcohol you drink, the reward system's desensitized, less dopamine is released, then you have to drink more and more and more and more, and then apparently that's how you eventually become addicted. They say 16 million adults in the U.S. have an alcohol use disorder, and 88,000 people die each year from alcohol-related causes. This is according to the National Institutes of Health. In 2006, alcohol misuse cost the U.S. economy $223.5 billion, according to the NIH. So increasing dopamine. And maybe there's medications that will help. Right now, one of the well-known medications is Anabuse, where you take it, and then if you drink alcohol, you get nauseous and want to throw up. It doesn't seem to work that well. You have other types of medicines that some rehab specialists will do, sometimes clonidine, things like that, to try to help cravings, but we just don't have one that works really, really well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.